Rangers Ward. Councillors. Councillor Brett Owen, Deputy Mayor, phone 0418 993 370. Email b.owen, that's O-W-E-N, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Jeff Springfield, phone 0427 383 810. Email j.springfield, that's S-P-R-I-N-G-F-I-E-L-D, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Letitia Wilmot, phone 0427 135 879. Email l.wilmot, that's W-I-L-M-O-T, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Worrell Reserve Redevelopment. Plans to improve Worrell Reserve in the Emerald Town Centre are now underway, including resurfacing the oval and upgrades to the pavilion. Council is also drafting the Worrell Reserve Master Plan to provide a future strategic direction for the recreation facilities at the reserve. The Master Plan helps prioritise improvements in infrastructure and provide better recreation opportunities for residents of all ages. Council has been working closely with the Worrell Reserve Committee of Management in the planning of all projects. Reserve user groups have also been consulted to ensure the redevelopments meet the needs of the local sport clubs. When the draft master plan is ready, the wider Emerald community will also have an opportunity to provide feedback through a public consultation process before the plan is finalised. The oval upgrade will include resurfacing, drainage and irrigation works, and the cricket practice nets will also be upgraded. It is anticipated the improvement of the oval and associated works will significantly enhance the performance of the oval's surface. As work begins on the site, the Emerald Junior Football Club and Emerald Cricket Club will move to neighbouring reserves for one active season each. Worrell Recreation Reserve is a CFA-designated neighbourhood safer place and needs to remain accessible to the community in the event of a bushfire emergency. Therefore, any impact to the site's use as a neighbourhood safer place will be minimised and the community will be kept well informed of any changes. Picture caption. Everyone here is pretty happy about the upgrades at Worrell Reserve. Councillor Owen, Councillor Wilmot and Councillor Springfield met with representatives from the Reserve's Committee of Management, the Emerald Junior Football Club, the Emerald Cricket Club and the Emerald Community Gym just before these junior footy players had a training session. End caption. Lights on for Gembrook Reserve. The sports field lighting at Gembrook Reserve will be upgraded to meet AFL standards for local football grounds. The works will include a power upgrade to the site, a retrofit of the three existing light towers, and the addition of two new light towers. The upgrade will enable more opportunities for after-hours matches and training activities and better meet the needs of local sporting clubs. The works will be funded by Council's annual sports field lighting project and will be undertaken once this year's football season is over. Work progresses at Pepe's Land. Emerald Netball Facility will provide much-needed netball infrastructure for the community. With the existing courts at Worrell Reserve no longer suitable for netball games, the Emerald Netball Club has relocated to Cockatoo until the new facility is built. Works have charged along at the Pepe's Land site, with earthworks, drainage, service installation, retaining walls, car park and netball courts completed. Remaining site works are progressing well, and the Netball Club will be able to use the new courts for training as soon as the associated Vic Roads works on Beaconsfield Emerald Road are undertaken. Construction will commence on a new netball pavilion later in the year. When complete, Emerald Netball Facility will also include a children's playground, plus walking and cycling tracks for the community. A new drainage system at the site will help protect trails from washouts caused by heavy rains flowing down the hill. Pits and culverts will capture excess water, slowing the flow, and then redirecting it into the water catchment at the bottom of the hill. Emerald Netball Facility will provide residents with a great new area for outdoor leisure as well as a new level of netball facility in the area. Picture caption. Councillor Wilmot took the wheel of the flat roller on the almost complete netball courts at Emerald Netball Facility. Councillors Springfield, Wilmot and Owen were happy with the progress on site. End caption. Officer Recreation Reserve Upgrade. Upgrades to the Western Oval at Officer Recreation Reserve will enhance its performance, enabling more football to be played throughout winter, while also providing the cricket club with a great surface in summer. The works will include reorientation, reshaping and resurfacing of the oval, as well as the installation of subsurface drainage and irrigation. The existing floodlighting will also be upgraded, including the use of energy-efficient LED globes to help reduce costs for clubs using the reserve. The project will also provide an irrigation system for the reserve. Water from the drainage system of the oval will be directed into the nearby dam and then recycled for irrigation purposes. This will create an environmentally sustainable source of irrigation for the Committee of Management to use when maintaining the playing fields. The Officer Recreation Reserve Oval upgrade will provide the community with a better quality playing surface for sport. This project is jointly funded by Council and the Victorian Government's Community Sports Infrastructure Program. A photo shows Councillors Owen, Wilmot and Springfield meeting with Rob from the Reserves Committee of Management and Nick from Officer Senior Football Club to chat about the oval upgrades.